This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I feel like this is Friday's show all over again.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, Friday, I castigated everybody in the wake here that we didn't have Cavs in five energy.
Okay.
All right, and one little playoff loss has people losing their ever-loving minds. And I get it. We did a little bit of that yesterday. It's game time, and I'm hearing just a little too many panicky patties today.
Okay, so I'm a little bit of a panicky. What'd you call it? A panicky what?
Panicky patty.
A panicky patty?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a panicky patty. And it's not because I think the Cavs are going to lose the series. That's not the case. But it's just today's a wild card. I don't know who's going to play. How do I give analysis of a game that I have no idea who's even going to be on the court?
Full disclosure, some of this is being brought to you by Daryl Ryder's panicky patty ass and Baskin and Phelps today, where he just gave the Cavs no chance to win if DeAndre and Evan don't play tonight. I'm like, it's the playoffs. There are no excuses. If they can't play, next man up, thank you. Which team won 64 games?
Well, and we also been bragging about our deep bench for how long now?
But apparently it's not that deep of a bench.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Not if a couple injuries are going to keep us out of the equation.
Much more of an average-sized bench, if you ask me. Been saying that for a while.
That's what the streets have been talking about.
I just like, listen, am I nervous for tonight? Yes, you should be. It's the NBA playoffs. I think what the reaction to game one proves, though, is that we've all forgotten what it's like to lose a game in the playoffs. I didn't even hear the cliche. What is the biggest cliche about losing game one? It's a feel-out game.
Series doesn't start until you lose at home, right?
But what's the other one? Game one's a feel-out game.
Feel-out game, okay.
I didn't hear that once. We didn't even say it.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be a feel-out game, considering the Miami series had no feel-out games.
So again,
Miami game warped us, Nick. That was the problem. The Miami game got us fat and happy and had us believing as if the whole postseason until Boston was just going to be a repeat of the regular season.
So I'm glad you said that, because yesterday we played Jay Williams, who normally his basketball analysis is just awful. For a guy that played in the NBA.
Please, tell us how you really feel about Jay Williams.
He is the Chase Daniel.
Don't hold back now.
He is the Chase Daniel of NBA. I don't even know what the hell he said today, but wasn't he the one that was like, Jalen Brunson's the greatest Nick that ever played?
That was last week.
The guy that's never been to an NBA Finals.
Yeah,
okay,
that was last
Jack.
Week, yeah. Three years of Jalen Brunson, and he's better than Patrick Ewing. Okay, then.
Thank you for following the NBA the second
you got
into it.
You know what sucked about that? Over the weekend then, so my brother-in-law went to Duke, and he came over, he's in from New York this weekend, and it's him and my father-in-law, and I'm like, did you hear what Jay Williams said? Did you hear what he said?
You're not
going
to get a Dukie to turn against a Dukie.
And then it turned into an argument. I was defending like John Starks over the 3 years of Jalen Brunson is what it turned into. Just an exhausting conversation.
Same guy, if you ask me. The same guy. All Jalen Brunson. By the way, good game one there. New York, you made that. But no, we didn't even do the cliche. But you're right. Like Jay Williams accused the Cavs of being lazy and disinterested.
Yeah.
Which was a wild take. Like, I agreed with the idea that the Cavs did not show up with game one energy, game one home energy, and it took them a while to wake up. That's not the same thing as being lazy, right? Lazy is a personal statement you would make about the Cavs.
Yeah, you choose to be lazy.
So I certainly do.
I do often as well.
But that's why we work in radio.
Hello.
But specific to this, like, to me, like, okay, we were the same way. Like, I don't think we woke up until they lost.
us, the fans. Broadcasters, fans, everyone talking about this game.
I think everybody.
So now we are alive. We felt alive for the first time this postseason, because that's what it feels like to me.
I mean,
it feels like we're alive for the first time this postseason.
We've gone from being fully slept on Friday, where it's like, guys, is this thing on? Is this thing on? I mean, yeah. From that to tonight is a must win. By the way, can we just continue to destroy this cliche?
I mean, it does feel like a must win.
Every game in the NBA playoffs is a must win.
That's why you can say it's a must win.
I've never been to an NBA playoff game where I'm like, nah, you tank this one tonight.
I can never be wrong living with that idea. Every game we would just call a must win. Well, and it's because then you have to say the series score after the win, the impending win. So it's like, well, you can't go down 2-0.
That's true.
As if that's insurmountable.
It's true, which, by the way, you can go down 0-2, and you can still win this series.
Series moves to 1-1. I'm going to call Game 3 must win, because going to 2-1 is such a big deal compared to 1-2,
And then when you get to 2-1, don't stop there.
It becomes a must win
for
Game 4.
You have them on the ropes.
Well, then,
right? You got to step on their neck.
And you really got to move this thing forward.
And then we get to 3-1.
Then we're in closeout games. Can't close out?
Can't close.
It's a must win. You got to showcase that you can close out in these games.
What if you get to 3-2 then?
Well,
that's so much worse than 3-1.
You can't get to a Game 7, Nick.
No, you can't.
So, Game 6 becomes a must win, in my opinion.
Has anyone heard that anything can happen in Game 7?
Anything can happen.
Because
we throw the record books out for Game 7.
That's true.
That's what I always say.
That's true. Nothing matters in games, except everything matters in Game 7, because it also is a must win. So, no, tonight does not feel like a Game 7.
I think that we could have done that for 10 more minutes.
That's our version of who's on first.
That's exactly what that is. So, yes, every game is a must-win game, and every game matters a great deal. Welcome to postseason basketball. Thank you.
But can we agree it doesn't feel like a Game 7?
It doesn't feel like a Game 7.
Now, if you lose tonight and you get to a Game, then it'll feel like a Game 7.
Is that it?
Tonight feels like a
Game 3 is now
Game
7?
5.5. That's what tonight feels about. Right?
That's like the lazy river ride of games. Okay.
It's starting to pick up.
We can go down it. It might get a little rocky, but you'll be all right
no matter
what.
But you know there's a limitation to
it. You'll be all right no matter what.
It's not going to turn into the rapids. It's just a little
I'm excited for this game tonight. I'm genuinely excited. Hey, for a game that Vegas has continued to just believe that all these players are going to play and just not moving off their line, I'm genuinely excited.
So with that, I am blown away, surprised, shocked. Bewildered, befuddled, all of the bees.
Run amok.
I have been run amok once. I'll be run amok again. Give me enough time. I'm just blown away that the Thunder and Celtics.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Losing last night did nothing to cure the panic in Cleveland. Like, I really thought that should have been like the all right, we snap back to it. It's the playoffs. You're not going to sweep your way through this. It's not LeBron James Cleveland Cavaliers. And, like, there are real things to get to here. And I still, by the way, still Cavs in five.
But I can tell you the difference, though. And, yes, still Cavs in five. The difference is that nobody believes in the Boston series or the Thunder series that it's going to go any other way but Boston winning that and the Thunder winning it. And you can explain it within those games last night. Boston's not going to miss 45 three-pointers in any game the rest of the postseason. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to happen. And Tatum might disappear in the fourth the way that he did last night, but it's not going to be that way. And then Jokic is good for a game or two. He's going to be able to snipe a game or two off the Thunder. That's what happens when you're a three-time league MVP winner. So, like, there's causal and actual reasons attached to all that, where with the Cavs, it's injuries. And injuries can tank you in many ways. I think that's what fans are scared of.
I also – so I'm glad you said the injuries thing, because I think without the injuries, I do think the Celtics and Thunder game would have brought us back down to earth. But
for sure. Without the injuries, I think we're looking at that and saying, yeah, you can lose a game in the second round of the postseason. That does happen from time to time.
But I got to say, guys, like, no one's healthy. Like, Donovan's not even on the injury report right now, and Donovan's not healthy. It's apparent if you watched him in game one. He's battling something. It might, by the way, it might just be going from not playing or playing four games in 2 weeks to then turning around and playing a hell of a game in game four and needing more. Like, I'm not saying he's seriously injured, but he's clearly not 100%. Like, it's the playoffs. This idea that, I mean, overnight, it really did feel like everyone went for him. Cavs in five, Cavs in six, too. I don't know if they can win now. And I'm like, guys, it's serious. Like, I don't know if DeAndre or Evan's going to play tonight. That should have us a little puckering. They're really good at basketball. You're better when you have them. Same thing with Darius Garland.
You sound a little bit like a panicky Patty.
No, I'm not panicking.
You sound a little bit like a panicky
Patty. I'm saying you can say these things like, yeah, that sucks. If those guys don't play, it's going to be harder to win. It's not impossible. You still have Donovan Mitchell. You still have a lot of guys who play really well with Donovan.
You're still a 7.5-point favorite for a reason. I don't want to.
Which feels like a trap.
Why are we
now
entering,
can I go the opposite way? That
sure.
feels like a trap.
Why are we entering this game? I didn't realize people were entering this game as if we were like down and out, and all of a sudden we should wave the flag. Why even play the game? I didn't know people were entering it that way.
The last thing I listened to before we went to our show meeting today was Mr. Panicky Patty himself,
Daryl
Ryder.
That's gonna be tough.
But it's wild. Like the Windhorse thing yesterday. You know, the Cavs had been privately concerned about the Pacers. You know when that would have been nice to know? Before game one.
Fedor told us all this stuff
came out.
Fedor told us
after
game
they
one.
Lost. Well, Fedor did, but he's the bright shining light.
He was the only one,
light.
Though. He was the only one.
Everyone else was selling a fight. And then this game, it's like, well, now I really don't know if the Cavs can beat the Pacers. It's like, come on. How much overreactionary?
So on the other side of that, though, Nick, so in the first breath, we can talk about the Cavs injuries, and I think that's very valid, and obviously that's something we'll keep an eye on. But on the other side of it, where you're like, everyone's injured, well, Haliburton looks like he's playing the best basketball he's played all year long. Siakam looks unstoppable. You got all sorts of guys. It's more than just Mathurin and the other people. Like, Nembhard, for instance, is looking incredible. Like the Pacers seem like they're peaking at exactly the right time.
I cannot wait for the Cavs to get the dub tonight, and I cannot wait for everything to reactionarily go back the other way.
Well, so the beautiful part about that is that if you do beat the Pacers when they're at 100% and they seem 100% healthy, and if we're like a three-legged starving dog right now, then just shut it down for the rest of the series.
Like, I'm caught somewhere between very, very happy that the playoffs have officially started. We're all in the game. We're all a little panicky. Love that. With the pendulum has swung far too extremely in one direction, and I'm excited for the Cavs to put that thing like a typewriter back in place. Right? We've gone all the way to the right.
Yeah.
Set that be the left.
It's the last time you used a typewriter. Have you ever used a typewriter?
Once? Is it bad that I know I've used one. I just don't remember the last time because computers.
I definitely used one for like a 7th grade science fair project because I went over to a friend of mine's house that I was doing the project with, and his mom had a typewriter, and she typed it all up on this typewriter, and it was so exhausting. So
it's too much work.
It took forever. Well, and then you made a mistake, and you had to redo the whole thing.
Yep.
How was that society?
It used to be harder to earn your keep back then, though. That's when you really appreciated whiteout. That's when you really appreciated. I'm just doing the old man thing right now. 216.
Big whiteout, man. That business has got to be struggling.
474-0092. Want to hear from you guys today. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got plenty for you today. Mike Sando of The Athletic going to be joining us at 3:20 today. We'll get his thoughts on the strength of schedule for the Cleveland Browns. And, well, I think we have to bid adieu to JP's, cheaper international-built jersey that he had for Shedeur Sanders. We do have Albert Breer coming up at 5:20 today. Plenty, plenty, plenty of opportunities for you guys to get in on the show. Does tonight feel like a Game 7? Is tonight a must-win? They're all must-wins. But we'll get into that. really, who has to step up tonight? And we got to talk about this Kenny Atkinson criticism as if he was doing what J.B. Bickerstaff used to do. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.